welcome to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Adrian Tutnam, and I'm going to be your guide as we ramble through a miscellany of sounds from the forgotten past. And today I'm going to start the programme with a cheerful little waltz number that I found on a Victory record which Woolworths sold for sixpence in the late 1920s. It's called When It's Springtime in the Rockies, and you'll notice that the bass line is played by a tuba. That was When It's Springtime in the Rockies, played by Jay Wilbur and his orchestra, with the tuba playing the part usually assigned to the double bass. That was a hangover from the days of acoustic recording and playback, when the low-pitched fundamental notes of a string bass couldn't be heard. So a tuba, which was rich in harmonics, was used to give a better impression of the bass line. In this particular case, the recording was made electrically, but the recording equipment was so dreadful that they had to use acoustic techniques to get anything like a reasonable sound balance. In any case, these Woolworths records were more likely to be played on a portable clockwork gramophone than a classy radiogram, so a good snorty bass sound was needed to overcome the deficiencies of the tiny folded gramophone horn. You may remember in last week's programme I took my defunct portable gramophone to Philip Knighton to have it repaired. He diagnosed a tired-out mainspring which needed replacing. Having safely removed the old spring and unwound the new one, Philip now prepares to fit the new spring into the old casing.
I'm now going to put the spring back into the drum. Somebody has saved me a lot of work here because normally you've got to chisel the old grease out of the drum. It's turned into something rather like treacle toffee. Someone's had a go at this and cleaned it. So whoever it was, thank you very much. I now pick up the new spring. It has a hole in the outside end of it, and that hooks over a pin on the inside of the drum. So I will endeavour to hook the hole over the pin. It is not always as easy as it sounds.
Well, while he's struggling with that, let's have another piece of spring music. This is a recording of a selection from Spring Maid, a musical which had a very short life and then sunk without trace. Translated from the original German, it opened in the Whitney Theatre in 1911. Here it is, played within a few days of the opening night by the Mayfair Orchestra, a collection of HMV house musicians, on the 5th of September 1911.
Thank you.
You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. Let's go back and join Philip Knighton doing the gramophone repairs as he now tackles the worst part of the whole job, persuading a newly greased and very lively strip of spring steel to coil up quietly inside a drum that's about a tenth of its natural unwound size.
Right. The hole is now over the pin. What I now have to do is cover my hands in graphite grease and wind it in. So let's see what happens. It's a really nasty, horrible job. I really don't know why I do this for a living. It does require a very strong grip. Even these little springs are very, very powerful. You see, I'm turning slightly red in the face as I do this. The other thing that happens, of course, is that the teeth dig into your hand on the wheel. Normally you would wear gloves for the larger ones. We're about three quarters of the way in. Keep topping up the grease. It's all gone very quiet here at the moment. I'm now on the last three or four turns of the spring, which are quite difficult to get in the centre. Okay. It's in, and you can see that my hands are now wonderfully greasy and horrible. I'm going to put a little bit more grease into the spring, although I've greased it as it's gone in. A little more lubricant will not come amiss. The outside end of the spring is hooked on the inside of the drum. What I've now got to do is put the cover back on and hook the shaft onto the inside end of the spring. Pausing only to wipe some grease off my hands, I think. The next stage is to hook that spindle on that spring, and to do that I've needed to close up the centre of the spring slightly with a pair of long-nosed pliers, and the little hook that is on the centre spindle has needed to be tapped out slightly further than usual to make sure that it hooks into the spring. So let's see if it'll work. Not this time. I'm going to have another go at the centre of the spring. That pin has got to come out. It's far too tight.
Well, that's really frustrating. Now we're so near to getting the gramophone back together. So while we're waiting for Philip to sort that problem out, we'll have some frustration music. And it's got spring in the title. Thank you. was Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, played by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, conducted by Eduard van Beinum. And it's amazing to think that that recording is nearly 60 years old. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl, and in this programme we're following Philip Knighton as he repairs a broken gramophone.
OK, I've hooked the centre spindle onto the middle of the spring, I've tapped the cover back on the spring drum using a rubber hammer, and I'm now going to reassemble the motor and put each gear wheel in place, and finally drop the bottom plate of the motor in place to secure all the ends of the gear shafts. As you can see, the gear wheels rotate freely in the motor plates, so let's put the screws in. The spring's back in the motor, the motor's bolted onto the baseboard is bolted back into the gramophone, so I think perhaps it's time to see how it plays now with its new spring.
She could see enough, but gee, to let no horse go by. When Josephine stuck up her tail and hit her regular stride, 'twan't possible to keep her still or stop her if you tried. Whoa, Josephine, all the neighbors cried. But the more they yelled at her to woe, the faster that old nag would go. Whoa, Josephine, well, I declare, until she dropped, you couldn't stomp the old gray mare. One day I rode the old gray mare over to the county fair. She stood as peaceful as a lamb until the races they began. And then, because she jumped the fence and started round the track, and she kept on going round and round with me upon her back. They tried to head off Josephine, but it was all in vain. She'd wave her tail and then she'd sail around the track again. Whoa, Josephine, everybody cried. When she'd go past the judge's stand, she'd bow and keep step with the band. Whoa, Josephine, well, I declare, she lost a shoe, but on she flew, the old gray mare. When Ringling Circus give their show, I says to Ma, "By gosh, we'll go." So Ma puts on her grenadine, and I hitched up old Josephine. The old horse eyed the street parade, and she never moved a speck. But when an elephant tried to wind his trunk around her neck, she kicked the dashboard all too well and started for the farm. And she hardly hit the road a bit till she was in the barn. Whoa, Josephine, everybody cried. When she flew by the village store, she looked, by gosh, like man of war. Whoa, Josephine, well, I declare, right home she run, that son of a gun, that old gray mare.
Whoa, Josephine, sung by Frank Crummett and played, at least at the beginning, on a Decca 22 clockwork portable gramophone, thanks to the repairing skills of Philip Knighton. And I now know that changing a mainspring is not a job I ever want to learn to do. During the last two programmes, I've managed to find quite a few tunes with spring in the title, but I've not quite finished yet. Spring Song by Mendelssohn is one of his best-known pieces, but many more composers wrote spring songs of their own. One of the most charming was written by the blind organist, Alfred Hollins, and it's going to be our last record for today. As far as I know, Hollins never made any gramophone records, but he did make a number of organ rolls for the Velta and the Aeolian companies. So this is Adrian Tudenham, thanking you for listening, and looking forward to your company next week for another trawl through the archives that were recorded before the advent of vinyl. In the meantime, here is Alfred Hollins playing his own composition, Spring Song, recorded digitally on a paper roll in the autumn of 1925 and reproduced on Aeolian organ number 1431.